MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 8, 2025. Newburyport City Clerk reveals tension in City Hall. And Gloucester Mayor reveals city budget proposal. Showers mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:18 a.m. and 9:41 p.m. Jim Sullivan reports in the Newburyport Daily News. In a rare display of public frustration, newly sworn-in Newburyport City Clerk Kathleen Sullivan on Monday revealed to city councilors that her working relationship with Mayor Sean Reardon has been strained since she assumed the job and is looking for help. Sullivan expressed her concerns during a general government subcommittee meeting that also saw at least one co-worker, retired City Clerk Richard Jones, and another municipal worker voice similar issues. During her time at the podium, Sullivan expressed her hope that the city honor her request for an office manager inside the clerk's office, only to be left feeling unheard by Reardon. She also said multiple attempts to schedule meetings with Reardon's office have been thwarted. Reardon has only spoken directly to her once during a meeting in April, she added. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times the $147.5 million budget proposed for the fiscal year starting July 1 is headed to a series of meetings over the coming weeks to allow councilors and residents to scrutinize Gloucester's spending plans. The City Council voted unanimously Tuesday to accept Mayor Greg Verga's proposed fiscal 2026 budget, a plan that reflects general fund revenues are up 5.8% above this fiscal year. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
ItemLive.com reports that MBTA General Manager and CEO Philip Ng laid out a sweeping vision for regional transportation reform during a North Shore Chamber of Commerce executive forum Tuesday evening at the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem, emphasizing infrastructure investment, multimodal coordination, and Lynn's pivotal role in the system's future. Speaking to a packed room of municipal leaders and business stakeholders, Ng described the MBTA as a system in recovery, one that had been on the verge of collapse but is now showing measurable progress thanks to what he called a shift in urgency, transparency, and internal capability. Stephen Hagen writes in the Salem News, out-of-town residents could win the prize of access to the Essex River through a lottery to be held through the middle of the month in the town. The town will sell permits to the lottery winners, enabling them to use the town landing boat ramp off Main Street and adjacent to the Essex Shipbuilding Museum at 66 Main Street. Winners will also be able to park their boat trailers nearby in the gravel parking lot behind the tennis courts in Shepherd Memorial Park off Martin Street. The town limits access to the boat ramps to residents, according to Town Administrator Brendan Zubricki. And the Gloucester Times reports a multilingual program Wednesday will bring together Cape Ann residents to discuss coastal flooding and the different ways to respond as individuals. The Coastal R&R Relocation and Resilience event will take place from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. May 8, that's this evening, at Maritime Gloucester, 23 Harbor Loop. Hosts are Town Green, Urban Harbors Institute, Communities Responding to Extreme Weather, a.k.a. CREW, and the Nature Conservancy. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Marblehead girls softball team is red hot this spring. The 11-1 Magicians pulled off a 10-7 come-from-behind win over Peabody yesterday. Lila McGovern hit a grand slam over the fence in left field to spark the win. Earlier in the game, Peabody's Jazzy Iriola hit a grand slam. Masconomet was a 3-2 winner over Beverly. Masco scored the winning run with a triple by Angie Vecchio and a single by Logan Schopp. The Gloucester softball team In first place in the Northeastern Conference, Lynch Division shut out Saugus 7-0 yesterday. The Peabody baseball team improved to 9-3 in the season with a 3-2 win over Lowell. The Tanners pulled off a squeeze play to bring home the winning run that was scored by Noah Crocker. Lynn Classical qualified for the D2 state tournament with a 6-2 win over Malden behind the complete game 5-hit pitching of Christian Figueroa. Two names in the news to share today, lacrosse players Colin Fuller of Newburyport and Paxton Lakey of Triton. They each have 34 goals this season and are among the Cape Ann League's top point getters. Celtics are now down 2-0 in their second round NBA playoff series with the New York Knicks following last night's 91-90 loss. Game 3 of the series, Saturday afternoon in New York. The Red Sox beat the Rangers 6-4 last night, and that series concludes this afternoon at Fenway, first pitch at 1:35. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.